producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program, another hour of conversation to enlighten you as to what's happening in the world with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here on your side. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The story today from a fellow in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
In hot water with his wife because of what he said in his sleep.
That's always trouble.
Man's wife had suspected her husband was cheating anyway, but he couldn't prove it. So over the weekend, while the man was half asleep, the wife began talking to him. I guess it was Thanksgiving night. She says, quote, "He told me the name and address of the other woman." So he was gone on Saturday night. She visited the address and found her husband there in the sack with his mistress.
He told her the address? What a dope.
She's filing for divorce today.
Yeah, no kidding.
And here's a good one from Thanksgiving weekend.
That's too funny.
I guess the choice would be, Roberta, what's more important, keeping your car running or keeping the symbol of your marriage? What would you choose? If you didn't have any money to buy gasoline, would you not buy gasoline, or would you pawn your ring
for gasoline?
Oh, I would pawn my ring.
Right. This woman went to one of the gas stations in town in Panama City, Florida, to give. She thought she had $5. She wanted to pump the gas, so she told the attendant she'd pay for it when she was all done pumping the gas. She pumped $5 worth of gas and couldn't find any money. So she went into the clerk and said, "Here's my wedding ring." She says, "I'll come back when I get the rest of the money from my grandmother."
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know there's something
as collateral, right?
Yeah, there's something going on. Yeah, exactly. There was something going on. At DougStephan.com today, here's something. It's a sign of the times. This is the first time I've ever seen this, frankly. How many people have telephone booths still in their neighborhood? Can you find a place where there's a telephone booth around where you are? I can't.
New Orleans, no.
No, I can't remember any in your neighborhood, Jennifer, where you are.
Oh, I'm sure, probably.
You think there's a phone booth around?
No, there aren't any phone booths. No, I'm just making a joke.
I saw a phone booth last week, and I was trying to think where it is.
Yeah. Oh, I know where I saw one, not so recently, but about a year ago, was at the courthouse in Los Angeles. I had to go testify at like a small claims thing, and there was phone booths.
It's what I'm trying to remember. We talked about this a while back. It's the law that there still needs to be
a phone booth someplace,
somewhere for emergency purposes,
really,
something like that. Yeah,
really.
So there are
a lot of the phones that connect directly to 911, which along the side of the highway, anyway.
You know what they have at airports now is these phone booths where it's Wi-Fi calls. So they're using VoIP, voice over the internet, and you can use the phone for free to call anywhere in the continental United States, but you have to sit there and stare at a screen that's on the phone that feeds you advertising.
Great.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Jennifer.
A dumb one. Again, yes. This might be a derailer.
No, there's no dumb question. Only the question has been asked.
So you know how you're driving along the interstate and you see the blue call box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever used one of those?
No. Have you?
No, I'm curious. Is it like a phone I could call anyone, or is it just like straight to 911?
No, straight to 911 or straight to the police. One or the other.
You know there are websites? Payphonesnearme.com?
No.
Of course there are.
Where is there a payphone near you?
Payphonesnearme.com.
Payphonesnearme.
And there's going to be an app, too, you can put on
payphone-directory.com.
Why would you want one if you have a smartphone?
Well, I guess.
What, you're going to use the app on your smartphone to find a telephone booth? Good. So anyway, the American government has the National Register of Historic Places, and they have put their first telephone booth, which is located across an Arkansas highway from the Prairie Grove Civil War Battle State Park, which is northwest of Little Rock. This is the only phone booth between Little Rock and some other town. The president of the telephone company said, this is an understatement. Surprising. This is one of those aluminum, remember, phone booths. They were made out of aluminum. It is now a relic. The telephone produced $4 a year in revenue for the company in 1950 when it was put. This phone booth goes back to 1950.
Fitty.
How about that?
In Fairfax County, where I am,
yeah,
there are about 15 payphones.
Really? Are they the aluminum kind, or are they like just on the side of a pole?
Doesn't say. As a matter of fact, there's one in the giant supermarket in the grocery store right next to my house.
Really? All right. So the phone booth. Remember that? What was it called? Phone with Kiefer Sutherland was the voice of the phone.
Yeah.
But did they have this kind of a phone booth?
Yes.
In that movie?
It was that blue and aluminum phone booth, yes.
Yeah. Who was the is that Ethan Hawke? Who was it?
No, it's Colin Farrell.
Oh, Colin Farrell, yeah.
As you would say, Colin Farrell.
Colin.
Say that. Right. But anyway, this the fact this telephone is the first one in the National Register of Historic Places, apparently there's not much else going on in town. It's a really big source of pride for the community that the only phone booth that's made it into the National Register of Historic Places is the only phone booth in this Prairie Grove County.
Isn't it funny? You hear a phone ring and it could be anybody. But a ringing phone has to be answered, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He was so creepy. Great in that movie. Yeah. He was so great in that movie.
That was creepy. You're right about that. 13 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this week, children in schools across the nation are learning about how the first pilgrims relied on Native Americans to survive their first year. The members of tribes indigenous to this land taught the new settlers many things, including how to grow food and identify toxic plants. Today, there's still a lot we can learn from Native American tribes. Did you know that there are about 150 tribal courts across the United States? Unlike state and federal courts that use an adversarial system to resolve disputes, many tribal courts use a different approach. Legal experts describe it as a holistic philosophy that focuses not just on punishment and providing victims with payment, but on bringing harmony and peace to the community. Let's be fair, in recent years, U.S. courts have actually adopted some of this philosophy by promoting alternatives to litigation, like mediation and arbitration. This Thanksgiving, learn how alternative dispute resolution often leaves people thankful they ditched their lawsuit and tried something new. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, Staples, our UPS shipping center, is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vivascal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Vivascal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Vivascal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vivascal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Vivascal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Vivascal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones we'll get it done.
17 after the hour, actually specifically 16 and change after. Jennifer, Roberta, Doug, and Rich on the Good Day program. We were talking a minute ago about this fellow whose wife was listening to him talking while he was asleep. Here's a follow-up from the Thanksgiving week.
One ring of
happy
dingy.
Birthday to Bob first. All right. Don't let me forget, Jennifer, to talk about the naked woman in this guy's driveway.
Never would I let you forget that.
Let's not forget about that. It wasn't okay. Bob's driveway.
Happy birthday to you.
From time to time heard on this program. He's behind the scenes, which is a good place for him most of the time.
Yes, very much.
Yes, very much so. A lot of what you hear on the air, Bob is responsible for.
And we apologize.
We don't get it.
That's okay. I have a Facebook radio.
Yes, you do. And a Facebook page to prove it. So anyway, happy birthday. You are still considerably older than I am, as I recall.
I know, and I know that makes you very happy.
Oh, we found the one person.
Yeah, oh, very nice, Richie. Very cool.
Right.
Happy birthday, Bob. Happy birthday. Get back
happy
to work.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so here's the story about money that perhaps you haven't
what
heard
about naked ladies
before.
In the driveway?
Oh, I'm doing the... You want? Which one do you want?
Oh, well, you told me to remind you.
Well, I was going
to
do the naked ladies as the kicker, but okay, I'll do it now. The this is sort of a follow-up to the fellow who we were talking about a few minutes ago, who it was home in bed and he was asleep and he was talking about his girlfriend to his wife, including the address. So she wrote it down and caught him over there. So here's another story. But this is not quite as gruesome because this fellow actually gave credit to his wife. She understood when he walked into the door, into the house with a naked woman. The report is that 65-year-old Ernest Kramer was out last week until 11 o'clock. He came home and found a naked college student in his driveway.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was lost.
Wow. Some guys get all the luck.
According to him, because his driveway was
so...
It's
a good thing I have a compass.
The driveway was so dark, he couldn't tell the woman was naked until he got her into the house.
Oh, sure.
Right. He took off his shirt and put it on her. My wife never batted an eye when I walked in the house without a shirt on and a drunk girl wearing my shirt.
That's a good woman.
Oh, my God.
That's
yes.
A tired woman is what that is.
Yeah, really. Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyway, I wanted to spend some time, but I'm not sure. We don't spend enough time talking about money. So I want to spend some time talking about money here. And I'm going to sort of the teaser for the conversation is asking all of you who are parents whether or not you give your children advice on money. Richie, do you give advice to your children on money?
No, I make them earn every cent.
All right, but you don't care what they spend it on?
My daughter I have to manage a little bit more because she will just buy anything. But my kids, if they want to buy a toy, I say, okay, what are you going to do to earn the money?
Mm-hmm, okay.
So my son cleaned all the windows in the house 2 weeks ago because he wanted to buy a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cleaned out the garden beds the other day because he wanted to buy something for his bike.
Yeah.
So
when I was a kid, I had to do that. I didn't get anything for it. It was just part of, okay, these are your chores.
Well, I mean, he's got chores. He's got to clean his room and take out the trash and all that kind of stuff, but then above and beyond, he has to go out and figure out a way
but
to earn some money.
You don't give them advice. Interesting. I want to find out later on.
I live the advice.
Jennifer got advice from her parents.
Of course.
And whether Roberta is passing it along to her children.
Here's my advice to my kids. Nobody will ever give you anything.
Yep.
You have to earn it. 21 after the hour.
Yep.
That's good.
Oh,
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Adele's 25 is the first album to sell more than 3 million copies in 1 week. To be specific, 3.4 million copies. 3,400,000 copies. Breaking the way that they count record sales. So all hail Adele. All hail Adele. What'd you say, Jinjin?
She's the queen of pop right now.
That's really nothing. If you think about it, I mean, there's 315 million people in this country.
Yeah.
So 1% of them bought the...
No, I mean, this is worldwide, right?
But how does it compare to other songs? She's decided do the traditional thing of, giving half the money to interlopers and interceders. She's just, this is a direct deal.
She is not going to stream any of the music from this album on Spotify or Apple Music. You
so
have
how did
to
that,
go
obviously
buy
doesn't hurt her.
Right, it's made her be able to sell 3.4 million
CDs. So what
CDs.
Were you, your point was, you were about to say, well, somebody else sold X number of records.
No, it just seems like that is like monumental sales.
Yeah.
But you know who beats her?
The percentage of everything, it's so tiny.
Oh. Do you know who still is beating her? Yeah, and maybe this will change as the numbers continue to come in. But NSYNC, in their release of Pop and Celebrity CD, is still beats Adele.
It's very big. Yeah. Right, big, why? Big, big.
Because it was awesome.
25 past the hour. So here's a Taylor Swift story that gives you a clue as to what she really is all about. The story of a 12-year-old girl named Horja Hope, diagnosed with a condition that causes progressive inner ear hearing loss that she can't recover from. She will go deaf. The first thing that she said when she found out that she was going to go deaf was, I quote, won't be able to hear Taylor Swift sing.
Wow.
Aww.
So, the local radio station put together, apparently her sister told the radio station what was going on, and because Taylor Swift was live in concert in their community, the radio station got to the promoters. The promoters went to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift says, please bring her to the concert. I want her to sit right up front so she can hear me. And apparently she did some other things as well. She met with her. And the thing, and it doesn't, the story does not suggest this, but from what I know of Taylor Swift, And there's some others who would do this sort of thing, too. If there was an operation, see, what you don't know behind the scenes is that I use Rush Limbaugh as an example of this. When he lost his hearing because of whatever was going on in his inner ear, he had the money to get an ear implant, in essence, an electronic, a cochlear, I believe they call it, cochlear ear implant, mm-hmm. that even when you're deaf, you then can hear to a point so he can function normally now. And I've heard of other people that have that. So it would not surprise me at all from what I know about Taylor Swift and how she is. I don't know what this cost, but I'm sure it's probably $1 million, depending on, you know, how often you have to have it changed. I mean, this is an operation. You got to drill into your head and stick something in there so that the audio will hit the nerves.
Yeah, and it's $100 for Tylenol, so when you put it in perspective, it's expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to hear.
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if Taylor Swift would pay for that. I think that's the kind of person that she is.
She does a really good job for her fans.
Well, but she's... I think that gets overwhelming, though, when you think about...
everybody asking you for something?
No, I mean, we always tell the stories of Taylor Swift and these good things that she does to people in need. And after a while, do you think that she just is like, oh, my God.
No, why? She's not like you. You think that way, but that doesn't mean that she...
No, it must be so demanding.
Well, I think I think you're right. But, I mean, being demanding at that age, look at all of the things that are expected of her.
27?
Yeah, look at what she... Every song that she comes out with is scrutinized as Adele's now.
Who's it about? What's it about? What happened?
Right,
yeah.
Right. And will it be a hit?
What boyfriend is this one?
Will it be a hit? The pressure has got to be, I mean, depending on whether you pay attention.
She handles it well.
I have to. All right, it's the 28 after the hour. Speaking of handling things well, we're handling today on Good Day.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Mom gives us her own special Christmas ornament every year. This year, she gave me one that looks like me, playing soccer. It even has my name on it. It's my most favorite ornament ever. Thanks, Mom.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere carry on the tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. Ornaments represent stories and memories. And PersonalCreations.com has over 1,000 to choose from in their ornament workshop. They have adorable ornaments that can be designed to look like anyone in your family, doing the activity, hobby, or occupation they love. Each ornament is expertly hand-painted or laser-engraved with any name and ships within 3 days. Radio listeners, for a limited time, when you order any ornament on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one. And personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 1717. That's PersonalCreations.com. Secret code 1717.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen's Good Day program, where we talk about what's going on in the real world versus, say it again, Doug. Versus some of that foolishness that you hear from some of the news media. Apparently, there's a big problem with speeding bus drivers in Washington. And the Metro System supervisors are now being posted around D.C. armed with radar guns. The crackdown began. Apparently last month, 150 citations have been issued and five bus drivers have been suspended, Richie. Metro says drivers are slowing down. Program is meant to educate employees, not punish them. Why don't they have some sort of a train? Have to have people out on the road to do this? They have supervisors in the bus or something? I think this would be kind of embarrassing.
I'm going to go a little deeper on this. I'm going to say that these bus drivers are required to stay on some sort of schedule.
Yeah.
And that it's probably with D.C. traffic impossible to stay on that schedule.
Yeah. So
and that the D.C. Metro is broke and can't afford to put more buses on those routes.
Oh.
So the guys are speeding up because if they don't finish their route in the allotted time, they probably get some kind of...
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
The Washington, D.C. Metro is a mess.
It used to be great.
The shining star of metros. The trains...
Thanks to the great leadership that we have locally and nationally, that's the end of that.
Their safety record has just become horrible.
Yeah.
It's just everything's out. It needs to be serviced. They can't afford to fix it. They want to raise the rates on the parking.
But they're paying plenty of money to the employees that are sitting around doing nothing, I'll bet.
Well, and the Congress, because Washington, D.C. is overseen by Congress. We have a mayor, but the mayor reports to Congress. They decided to let the National Safety Transportation Board take control of the Washington Metro.
Very sweet. Okay. Thank you, Washington. The money focus that I started a few minutes ago I asked Richie whether he gave advice to his children on their spending and how they got their money. The reason I'm asking is because there's a survey. This is my attempt. I used to love to do this, and I haven't done it for a long time, but I think I'm going to go back to it because I like to see what the survey says. Survey says.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Most parents have no problem being generous with money advice. Not so much with money. According to a new study by Visa, 85% of mothers and fathers with children under the age of 18 say they talk to their child or their children regularly about money management. About a third of the parents polled said that they actually talk to their children on a daily basis about using their money wisely. Another, 3 in 10 talk to them at least once a week. So, Richie told us about his story. Jennifer, did your parents give you rich advice on what to do with money? You earn it all? Did they give you allowance? How did you
My mom didn't give me a lot of advice, and I never had an allowance. I kind of was responsible for cleaning my room, and that was it.
Yeah.
If I did something extra, maybe they would give me a few bucks. But I started working at 12, so that was sort of my allowance. As I'd start working for my dad, I'd answer phones and alphabetize records and file stuff, and so I earned that money. And I think probably the greatest lesson is when I turned 16, he said, you know what? We need you to start driving to school. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my car, my old car, old 1980-something Lincoln, right? If you don't like it. And I was like, Dad, I don't want that car. That's embarrassing. You know, I was all right. Well, if you don't want it, you know what to do. You can start working and earning it. And so that's exactly what I did. I bought my first new car when I was 16. I bought a Nissan Maxima.
Really?
I bought it myself. I paid every single bit of it all myself. He didn't help me at all.
Yeah.
And that was because I was a little spoiled girl who wanted a cute car. And so he said, you know what? You want to be spoiled? You can pay for it.
But he had to finance it for you because you couldn't get financing.
He co-signed it.
Right, yeah.
But I paid every little bit of it. I mean,
sure.
Every bit.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so Roberta, how have you handled it with your two daughters?
Well, the older one is very financially irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried talking to money about her, talking about money to her, and I'm just setting up a very strict special needs trust for her so that she gets what she needs, but she has no control over anything. The younger one, on the other hand, from the time she was a teenager, whatever money she had, she would always take 10 or 20% of it and stick it into her bank account, which amazed me.
Yep.
She just had a natural...
Did she earn it, or was it stuff that you...
This is money she earned. Yeah, but even if I gave her money, I gave her $20, she would stick $5 in her bank account.
So what have you told them about spending it? In what way have you advised them to spend it wisely or not?
Well, I didn't advise them. I showed them. Uh-huh. I would give, when they were younger, each $5 or $10, and we would go to a thrift store, and I would say, buy whatever you want.
Really?
And they would buy, like, a load of stuff, with mostly toys. At that point, they were looking for toys, and toys were 25 cents or 50 cents or a dollar. So they'd come out with a bag of toys. And then I would give them $5 or $10, and we would go to Toys R Us, and I would say, go buy whatever you want. That was the lesson.
Well...
How to spend your money.
There's a lot.
How to find the best deals.
We can do so much good for our children. Excuse me, if we do two things. One, spend wisely. And I'm talking about you always lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can also show them some of the Megan's always been, well, actually both of my children are quite good at being frugal because they didn't have a lot of money to begin with. And so under the circumstances, it is, that over the years, if they'd watched carefully what I did, they might not have gotten the right idea, because I've not always been as responsible as I might have been with my money. The thing that is most important for us all to understand, this is sort of one of my new causes, to understand what abundance is about and how you can create your own. It's not like you have to take from somebody else. You never, in a spiritual sense, you never ever are going to get ahead by taking from somebody else. If you try to steal somebody's business, or you know, whatever it is that isn't yours, will sooner or later come back to haunt you. And so I think around that, understanding that money is energy, And there are so many possibilities that go with it. So I have an idea for you all to think about. Take out a dollar bill. Richie, take out a dollar bill. Jennifer, you got one handy by. Roberta, take out a dollar bill.
Okay.
And hold it in your hand. Well, it doesn't have to be a $1 bill. Maybe a 10 or a 20 or a 100 or whatever.
Can I use my credit card, my debit card?
No, it doesn't work.
I don't care.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe this would
work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold it in your hand.
Okay.
Imagine everywhere that money that's represented by the dollar bill or by the credit card has been.
Ew.
And everywhere it will be going.
Full insurance.
When you think about it. Well, I mean, just think about it. Let's say, Richie, you spent $100 for groceries.
Yep.
And part of the $100 went to pay for the meat and the poultry and the milk and the cereal and the nuts and the fruit or whatever it is that you bought. So this is the imagination that I'm trying to tap into. Think about the people who have benefited from whatever amount of money that you're holding in your hand, whether it's a dollar bill, a $100 bill, whatever it is, or a credit card, and what they might have used it for. Think of the people who will, in the future, benefit. So let's say a part of the $10 goes to the buying of bananas, and the banana guy gets X number of dollars for growing it, and the shipper gets X number of dollars for moving it, the store gets X number of dollars for putting it out and you buying it. Do you understand the energy that's... this is such a very important thing. And I think that's a way of teaching youngsters how to buy responsibly. How to think about where it goes. A great lesson for anybody. I was thinking about this when I was in a taxi not long ago and thinking, okay, I'm giving this money to this guy. He's from Saudi Arabia or whatever. Does he send the money back? I mean, we know what the farm workers do with the money that they earn here. They send it back to their native country. We may not like the fact that they're here, but that's what. And so what happens to it down there? What does it buy? Where does it go? It is so important to understand the power of money and how it is. It just spreads. And if you use it wisely, it seems to me, and buying food is wise, if it goes to helping to make jobs, create jobs, support jobs, that's good. I think that's the universal energy. If you think that it's not just you and yours, it may be that you think it's my money because I've earned it. Yeah, it is. But then you earned it from a lot of people who are just like, it's a circle. Do you see what I'm trying to do? I'm drawing a circle with that money. It just goes around, and you can make the circle bigger. There's nothing anywhere that says you only can have X number of dollars. You only have a limit upon the amount of money you can make by whatever limit you place on yourself. And so the small circles can get bigger and bigger and bigger. I think about Bill Gates, who is this week working in Paris to try to come up with some technology to affect global climate change. Well, this guy didn't have two nickels to rub together when he went off to college, and he quit college because he needed a job. He couldn't pay for college. So he took his creative abilities in the software business, and look what he created. Out of nothing, something. Out of the few, I mean, there's an expression that goes with that. But I just think that it's important for us to have a healthy relationship with money. It's a metaphor for all kinds of things that are in our lives. But the energy of it, the vitality, the creativity, if you will, is very empowering. So if you don't think you have enough money, then if you have a lot of time and you have physical vitality, guess what? You can get yourself more money. You can create money. And there are people who hoard money because they feel secure. They feel like they got to have it. They can't. You know, I know people who have millions of dollars that don't want to spend it because they're worried about what if. And I don't know whether that's really responsible on my part. I don't have that same feeling. I think that you put it into the universe and you spend it. You keep people going, keep things going, keep it earning. And I think that's what to think about here in whatever relationship you have with money. If it's a healthy relationship, then that's good. Congratulations to you. If it's not healthy, why isn't it healthy? And what can you do to make it healthy? Because if you're always in debt, that's not good. There are some people who go into debt. Come out of it. I've done that four or five times in my life. Been in debt, been out of debt. In debt, out of debt. It just depends on what your toleration is for this sort of thing. And also what you can do with it. If you have faith in yourself, you know you can, you know, sort of what goes around comes around. Richie, you've seen an interesting example of that with me in the 18 years that I've known you.
Yep.
When high, it's up, it's down. It's just, that's the way it is.
Checks come and the checks go.
Yeah.
Well, but you see, it goes into the coffer to pay all of the people who try to work on this program and make it possible. And, you know, that's what's, I think, so significant. And you can take this, you can spread it out no matter what. You can take this principle, look at that dollar bill, look at that credit card, and you can use this exercise, and it applies to anything, I think. And then you better appreciate what that money is all about. I'm not saying you better, I'm just saying I think you better have a better understanding of what the money does. I hope that's important for you. 45 past the hour on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
All right, so the question comes before us. Have you seen the mouse on Mars? There is a mouse, a gigantic mouse.
As in Mickey?
On Mars. Well, no, this looks like a rodent kind of a mouse. If you go to the NASA website, you can see...
Is it on the moon or is it on Uranus?
No, it's on...
Yeah, there's a website.
Hey, that's a Roberta. That's a Roberta question. Thank you. It looks like it's a rock, but it looks like a mouse. Yeah, it's like that little. There was a picture, and this is how
like close Richard Gere just went to outer space.
Is oh, it does look like that's a
yeah, it looks like a but there's also. The you know that little woman, that miniature woman with a dress on that they
yeah I liked her.
Oh yeah,
I
was walking
Mars.
Around.
Well,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
Then you wonder sometimes, honestly, where the heck this stuff comes from? Maybe it's
aliens.
Too much. You think
aliens.
That's what it is? Maybe yes, having too much schnapps over Thanksgiving. If you are a perfectionist, chances are the aroma of turkey and the sound of jingle bells makes you a bit nervous. Don't get nervous. Just have fun as we get into the Christmas season. Let's have a good Christmas season and a good New Year. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 53 past the hour, the informative, entertaining, if I do say so myself, Doug Steffen Good Day program helps get your day off to a good start, hopefully, or whenever you hear it, could be in the afternoon. Could be late in the morning, could be early in the morning. We're here at your service and on your side. Jennifer, Richie, Kenny, and me. Do you know somebody who had metastatic breast cancer or has it now? I had my former wife, metastatic breast cancer, 21 years.
Got a friend going through it right now.
Yeah. There's a new website, Richie, offering information for those wanting to learn more about this disease. And Brian Osich would like to inform you as to that right now.
Newsbreak, I'm Brian Osuch. Being diagnosed with cancer is a scary experience, and trying to understand what's contributing to your cancer's growth can be particularly overwhelming. For the approximately 175,000 American women living with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, it's critical to learn how the tumor's hormone receptor status may impact the progression of the disease. Knowing this information can create an opportunity for those living with the disease to more actively manage it. LifeBeyondPink.com is a new website that features tailored educational information for those living with MBC. see. Marianne DeCanto reflects on how understanding the impact her tumor's hormone receptor status can have on her MBC allows her to more actively manage her disease.
Knowing my tumor's hormone receptor status helped me better understand metastatic breast cancer and what is driving the specific type I have. This has allowed me to have more in-depth conversations with my healthcare team to help determine the best options for my care.
To learn more about metastatic breast cancer and how hormone receptor status can impact the disease, visit lifebeyondpink.com, a site developed by AstraZeneca.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines to the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Card at ExxonMobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
The Health Watch on Good Day. According to a new review of studies related to running and health, jogging for as few as 5 or 6 miles per week could substantially improve your health. The review found that even with skimpy mileage like that, runners generally weigh less, have a lower risk of obesity than people who jog. And the reason this happens is with any exercise, your veins and arteries open up. Exercising calls on your body to bring blood to your muscles, and as that happens, your arteries and your veins are going to open up. You can get that same effect by using beetroot juice. Beetroot juice in the form of super beets, used by Olympic athletes for stamina, runners that run the 26 miles in a marathon, a lot of them now are using super beets. This is really an amazing, amazing reality. According to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. So as a result of that, your arteries become constricted because they become a little more brittle as you get older. And therefore, your blood pressure goes up, and that's not a good thing for all kinds of reasons. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on my staff here at the Good Day program, has taken a good look at all of these, the SuperBeet products, the Neo 40, which is a capsule that has the same amount of SuperBeet, only it's been crystallized. So you put it in your mouth, and it immediately is absorbed into your system, so you get that blood flow to your brain, to your muscles and to your whole body. So you have an immediate pick-me-up. It's very cool. It really is. Start the day with that. Don't drink it. You don't have to go to coffee. Just take one of these capsules. And then during the day, get some of the juice, a teaspoon of SuperBeets powder into a glass of water. And bingo, you've got more energy, so you do a good job for the rest of the day. Here's how to get yourself into the lower blood pressure category, or keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, and get all these other benefits. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that number for two boxes of Neo 40, a free 30-day supply of Super Beets, the book on nitric oxide, all the things you need to know as to how this works, how it's so good for you. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Neo 40 Super Beets. Great for health and longevity. 800-655-4183. This is Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.